Malachi chapter 4. This was the scripture I found on the flyer. So let's begin from there. Malachi chapter 4. Malachi chapter 4, verse 4. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, which the statutes and the judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and the dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Hallelujah. I still want to move you to the book of Luke chapter 1. We'll still do another reading before we begin to discuss the scriptures. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was one of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they both were righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and the ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall neither drink wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. 17 is my emphasis. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias or Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answered, said unto him, I am Gabriel. I'll stop there for now. Now, you see, when God decides to entrust a man with an anointing is a commitment to make the concentrated presence of God available to a man's spirit. Now, this concentrated presence of God that is made available to a man's spirit imparts into such a man abilities that the man does not have naturally. It means that the anointing is a compendium of spiritual capacity made available to a limited, insufficient human vessel. And whenever that man wears this anointing, he is given the privilege to function in several capacities in the Holy Ghost that he doesn't have in his natural endowment profile. Every anointing that comes on a man has a potential that travels with it. And for many that wear anointings, not many of us have been able to reach the maximum capacity or profit that the anointing is intended by God to provide. Stay with me. Don't be quick to say amen today. Elijah wore an anointing. The anointing that Elijah wore found its utmost expression in a situation of national repentance. So it was the brilliant manifestation of that anointing. It was the fullness of the manifestation of that anointing that achieved that objective. That was the reason for which God anointed this servant of God. And Elijah was able to maximize the profit that is associated with that anointing. So much so, he modeled every aspect of the anointing. He manifested every dimension of that anointing. He accomplished the errand for which he was given that anointing, in so much that the name of that dimension of anointing was called Elijah. Now, that means if you go into the laboratory of God, you will find a test tube. That test tube contains the Elijah anointing. There's a test tube labeled the spirit of Elijah. You're not with me. The reason why it is labeled the spirit of Elijah is because the man that wore it modeled it so accurately, in so much that the anointing was able to achieve the profit for which God ordained it. So that type of anointing is, even in the laboratory of God, is called by the name of the man that wore it and modeled it that excellently. The first question I need to ask everybody sitting here today is whether or not you have been able to model the anointing that God gave you, so much so that heaven will need to label that anointing that you carry now by your name. Malachi says, "Behold, I will send Elijah." It was a dimension of God that was made available to a man, and the man modeled that anointing in so much excellency, in so much expression. There was no aspect of that anointing that was diminished in the service delivery that Elijah brought to that nation. And the nation was torn from idols and turned to God just because God anointed one man. You know, the Bible says that the Lord has no restraint either to win with many or to conquer with few. The things that we hope for, God can use one man to accomplish it in 12 months. A man that can model a grace. And it will be so brilliant that kings will come to the brightness of his rising. Many times when God calls us into ministry, many of us just want to blend in. You just want to carry on. You just want to be part of the ministers in the city. But not Elijah. Elijah wanted to model the promptings of the grace of God that was upon his life. Every prompting, every stirring, Every time the anointing came into activity, Elijah was diligent to ensure that it dispensed the errand for which it woke up at that time. How have you modeled what God has given you? So God will still need to anoint somebody with the anointing you have, because you have not modeled your own. Your own, the anointing you're carrying doesn't have a name, because it was not properly modeled. This man modeled it, and then the anointing was called by his name. And because it was labeled in God's laboratory, a situation appeared in Israel that looked like the situation that was in the days of Elijah. And God knew that the solution to this problem is the same anointing that had been labeled in the laboratory. You are not with me. The anointing now has a name. It is labeled. So the same circumstances began to find expression, the same kind of departure from God, the same kind of degradation and decline began to take place. And in the history of God, there was a record that the last time this happened, it was the Elijah that dealt with it. So they had to go to the laboratory to fetch that spiritual product. And Malachi was there to prophesy that spirit is going to be made to intervene at some point in human history to break the prophetic silence. You know, the distance in time from Malachi to Matthew is about 400 years. 400 years in the which there was no prophetic word, there was no inspired speaking. It was a dark season. The directions of God were not obvious. And God said, all right, in my laboratory, I know the kind of specimen that I can bring upon the scene that will break this darkness and begin to initiate my agenda. So Malachi prophesied, I will send what? Elijah. I have to take us to the book of Luke in order for us to see the manifestation of that prophecy and take inventory of the aspects of the manifestation of that prophecy in the days of its implementation. Now, come with me. In the book of Luke, the messenger Gabriel began to describe how the child that will be given to the family of Zechariah was going to look like. And if you read Luke chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible says, he shall go forth before him in the spirit and power of Elijah the prophet. That means this child that is going to come to your family, this child that will be conceived by your wife, he has been selected to be a carrier of something that is in our laboratory. We know what that thing did the last time it was unleashed upon the earth in the vessel of a man. And right now we want to unleash the same spiritual resource. We are committing to your family a spiritual investment that is designed to turn the heart of a fallen generation back to the covenants of their God. We want to entrust something to your family. That was the announcement that the angel brought. And this guy that was receiving a prophetic message from an angel, he was in the presence of God in the temple at the altar of incense ministry. If you are a student of the book of Revelation, you will know that our prayers ascend into heaven in form of incense, in form of odors. you will realize that your heart is the actual altar. God is aware of the fact that sometimes people come into his presence and what they are saying with their mouth is not consistent with what their heart is saying. The purest sacrifice that a man offers is not the one from the mouth. It's the one from the heart, and that's where God takes it. It's in that form that our prayers ascend into heaven. I don't need to explain that. I know you know that. Because in the book of Revelation, the Bible speaks about there were vials in the presence of God. And the content of those vials were the prayers. They gave out odors. And those odors, the incense that came from those vials, are the prayers of the saints. So just in case you are seated here now and you have bitterness in your heart, and then you say you want to offer prayers, it will go with the spice of that bitterness that you carry upon your heart. You see, with the mouth, we can deceive people. But the heart is where he fetches it from. That's where the incense arises from. And at that plane, there's no deception. It was at the altar of incense that this man, Zechariah, was ministering. His angelic encounter was because he was positioned right. He was positioned in the place of prayer. He was positioned as an intercessor that was not just interceding because of his own needs, his own challenges, his own problems. He was interceding territorially. I would like you to understand that the reason for which God raises an intercessor is to create earthly permission for heavenly interference, is to pray God's prayer. So God has the legitimacy to come into human affairs to exercise his sovereignty. He was standing by the altar of incense. Then an angel appeared to him, gave him something that is supposed to be good news, that the barrenness in your family will be broken. I was expecting the man to say hallelujah. Expecting him to rejoice. I was expecting him to be excited. And the way the communication came was as if it was like a responsibility. Your wife, the yoke of barrenness is broken, and your wife shall carry a son. But he gives description as to the kind of son and as to the kind of spiritual investment God will be willing to make upon that child because of his interest to turn the tide of things. There has been a consistent decline that has accumulated over 400 years, and we will need a man with a level of intensity in the spirit that can turn the hearts of men that have been drowned by darkness and turn their faces back to light. The kind of energy that is being transmitted is unusual. We saw the purity that is in your life, the purity that is in your wife, and we measured you people in the balances and found out that your wiring can carry what is coming. That's why we sent an angel to you. Your wife will conceive. The man now brought biology lectures into the discussion. Things like menopause, things like sperm count. Brought biology. So there's a challenge. I know you are not aware of the figures that came out of the blood work that I just did. Sperm count issues. Issues, menopause issues, and general barrenness matters. Fibroids and all kinds of things that have begun to inhabit the womb since there's no child. It was when the lack of faith, a pungent lack of faith, was expressed. Are you there? This guy that lacked faith to receive an obvious testimony that he was looking for. He was the one that was the priest praying for people. He doesn't have faith to receive his own miracle. He was short of faith to receive, you know, his own miracle. But people outside the temple were trusting God that on the account of his prayers, something will happen. The angel had no need to introduce himself. That was not part of the errand. The angel was sent to dispatch. But when there was this pungent expression of lack of faith, the angel had to introduce himself. I am Gabriel. And for your information, I am that great messenger that stands in the presence of God where decrees are made. If you are privileged to encounter such as us, you would have rejoiced. But it's obvious you don't know me. But I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God. The first question I have is, where was Zechariah standing? Somebody help me. Zechariah, where was he standing? Okay, you don't want to answer. Okay. Huh? Zechariah is supposed to be in the presence of God. And then Gabriel is coming to tell Zechariah, part of his curriculum vitae was that he was Gabriel that stood in the presence of God. It suggests that the dimension of the aspect of the presence of God that Gabriel was talking about, Zechariah didn't know it. What part of the presence of God do you know? The one that allows faith, lack of faith, such that you cannot receive even something that God is sovereignly offering. Many believers are there, and they are expecting that things will change, that they'll be turned around. Gabriel was coming from that part of the presence of God where prayers are answered. Zechariah was in that part of the presence of God where prayers are made. And when two of them talk about their experience of the presence of God, is light years different. I am Gabriel. All of this interaction was taking place inside of the temple. The moment the angel began to introduce himself, because that was not part of the errand, he was operating with his authority as an angel that operates in the presence of government. It was on the strength of his authority, because of his proximity to the throne, that he struck Zechariah with dumbness. It was not God that sent him to strike the man with dumbness. He had residual authority because of where he operates. You are not with me. And he exercised that authority to shut the man's mouth down. Because people that do not believe like Zechariah, they are going to use their mouths in such a way that it will terminate what God wants to do. So the best way to secure God's program is to make them dumb. You see, when God, it's a terrible thing to be exposed to God's sovereignty. If you are not ready, many of us play church. We just like Jesus, just play church. This is what we do because this is what my fathers did. The days in which we are about to encounter are not normal days. They are sovereign days. And at least you must be told, this man entered into the temple, and what the people outside of the temple thought he was going to do was to offer incense on behalf of the entire community. What was happening to him in the temple was not community based yet, it was personal. We want to commit something to you. He didn't have the faith to receive it. The angel said, let's shut this guy up. Because of the move of God, some people will be shut up because of the move of God. Because of the move of God, some people, their microphones in the spirit will be taken. Just so that God can do what he wants to do in the territory. You know, when we pray for revival, it is needful for us to really understand the weight of what we are demanding. Because many of us are not prepared to have a face-to-face encounter with God. Zechariah did not know that even though in the community he had a reputation of being a righteous man, he did not know that his unbelief was contagious. His unbelief was one of the things that could constitute an obstacle. Gabriel had to shut him up. But listen to me. In verse 17, when the angel was talking about Elijah, there were two aspects of Elijah that he said will manifest. And any time revival takes place, these are the two aspects of Elijah that God begins to replicate, God begins to manifest in cities and in territories. The Bible says, it shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. Now, the spirit of Elijah was responsible for even the food he ate. There is a type of consecration that is needed to sustain that spirit. The spirit will give you an appetite, an anointing. You are not with me. If you succeed in keeping that anointing and growing that anointing, it means that you found a way to discover the appetite that the anointing creates, and you found a way to feed it. An anointed. Have you read the scripture that says it is God that works in us, both to will and to do according to his good pleasure? Are you there? That's what an anointing does. We put an anointing on your life, then that anointing begins to create desires. You are not here. You know, hunger is a message. Hunger is a message that your body is sending. It's an organic language. Thirst is an organic language. It's saying, I need to be satisfied. All right? Good. Then if we climb higher, an anointing will manifest a language, a desire. That is a proof that the spiritual thing has started working in your life. It will create a desire, and your attempt to satisfy that desire will move you from being a normal person and move you into a certain kind of consecration. You will no longer be like normal people, normal preachers, normal people on the streets. Because there is something spiritual that you receive that is transmitting in form of a certain kind of hunger. And if you are going to be okay, you need to satisfy that hunger. There's an anointing that can come upon you. You'll be more at home with dry fasting than eating. And I know from what was said about our father here, I know he understands the language that I'm talking about. Dry fasting. And for 21 days, you are without food. The reason why you are without food for 21 days is not because they are not frying things in the kitchen and the smoke, the scent is coming into your hiding place. That's not the reason. There is a hunger. You contacted something spiritual, and that thing has its own appetite. The appetite is insatiable, and for 21 days you are trying to satisfy the appetite that thing has created. You won't do that and come and walk on the streets and be like normal people. Normal people will come out on the streets and they are admiring buildings. By the time you fast dry for 7 days, Even you will not notice that they just painted a building in the neighborhood. What you see is a proof of what you're hungry for. God has not moved over your life yet. If you cannot interpret the hunger, the desires that are coming into your system on the account of an investment that heaven has made, nothing has happened to you. Don't give yourself false hope that you can change anything. Because people that change things, the things that they give them, it gives them an appetite that compels them to change. If you are still doing the normal routine, you pray 30 minutes and then you sleep off and then wake up and do a devotion for 12 minutes and say, "Oh God," and cry and hold your wife and cry. You can't change anything. You can't change anything. There are too many people with microphones. Climb to Africa. Then you will see that the microphone market has prospered. But this man that is about to be born, the Bible says he will go before you. A spirit will drive him. It's just like what happened to Jesus at the rivers of Jordan. When he was baptized in the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, and the Spirit drove him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. That means Jesus didn't want to go. But what he had contacted in form of spiritual dimensions began to compel him. He had a new driving force. It was no longer about what he wanted to do. It was about the appetite that the spiritual thing had created. If you are still operating with your human reading, you have not yet taken your journey. You have not taken your journey yet. You are still hoping that something will change when you have done nothing. A spirit will drive him. And the spirit that will drive him will be the spirit of Elijah. People will not be able to understand him. He will not be like the normal man on the street. In fact, he will go before you. This is your own prayer. You are standing behind the altar of incense to pray. This guy will not need this temple. He will go before you. He will create a pattern that is different from the order of priesthood that you are doing. He will go before you. He will go before you. A spirit will drive him. He will have different sets of appetites, different sets of values, different sets of activities that satisfy the appetites that the anointing that he carries has created. His life will not be in the city. He will be in the wilderness. I know that the last time you went to the store, you saw memory foam. I know you know what I'm talking about. The soft one. Now when you lie on it, it understands the alignment of your spinal cord and it holds you in place. You wake up without pain. This man, because of what he contacted, he could not buy memory foam. Memory foam, he was not hungry for it. He made his way into the wilderness. In Africa, people that speak for Satan, they don't dwell in the cities. They dwell in the woods. They dwell in the suburban areas, in nature. You are operating at the mercy of your cell phone. You don't have power. You don't have authority to locate that red place and switch it off for 3 days. Your phone tells you when to wake up, tells you when to sleep. And then you want to change something. You have not received any spiritual thing yet. When you receive a spiritual thing, it will change your taste buds. When we see that there's something regulating this man, we know that you have contacted something. Please, if at any point in time what I'm saying irritates you, you can go. I'm coming from the wilderness. The place where I'm coming from. Because you say you are a Christian, they kill you. We have had to bury people in the name of Christianity. That's where I'm coming from. I don't have any apology for you sitting in this room that has not seen the terror of death before. That we don't even know what we do under the circumstances of pressure. The man I'm talking about was given a spiritual thing. The thing that he was giving made him uncomfortable to stay in the city. He couldn't stay at the seat of government. He wandered into the wilderness. It was the thing that was given to him that determined what he will eat. He ate locusts. He ate wild honey. Not because they didn't have hot dog. You just say, oh, hallelujah. You know God is great. Kentucky fried chicken. What he had received has changed his taste buds. What is normal for him is not abnormal for normal men. The Bible says he shall go before him in the spirit of Elijah. The spirit will be his driving force. You came into this place with a Toyota. You came into this place with a Ford. But the driving force of this man is a spirit. So we don't want to know what you drove. We want to know what drives you. You came with a Jaguar. We are not taking inventory of that. What concerns us at this moment is to know what drives you. What drives you? What drives you? The appetites that you have sustained have not moved you into the wilderness before. Have not moved you to seek with fasting, with prayer. You can't change anything. Shall go before him in the spirit and also in the power of Elijah. It means there is a spirit dimension of Elijah that inspires him to do the kind of things that he did. At the end of the day, he ended up with camel skin and a leather girdle as his own fashion. It was the spirit that was upon him that informed what he wore. You might say he's outdated. He's looking like he was just being true to the witness of the spirit that he carried. If a man like that arises from here, they'll say he has lost his mind. He's mentally unwell. But it was the spirit that inspired his actions. It was Elijah. This man never had any opportunity to meet the first Elijah. But when that same spirit came upon him, he produced the same man aeons later. Because the same way John the Baptist dressed, that was how Elijah dressed. So you now know that a spirit is involved. A spirit is involved. You say you are filled with the Holy Ghost? Nothing changed. Nothing changed. Your desires did not change. You are just a good man. He shall go before him in the spirit and in the power of Elijah. Come with me. John chapter 10. I'll introduce two more scriptures. Oh, my time is up. My time is up. This is 8:44. Let's do John chapter 10. Then I'll close my Bible. In John chapter 10, John 10:39. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand and went away again beyond the Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake about this man were true. And many believed on him there. Jesus wanted to have a vacation. So he went to Jordan, away from the countryside, away from downtown, so that he could have a moment. And people got intelligence as to where Jesus' location was. And the Bible says that they resorted unto him. And when the guys came, I was expecting them to begin to tell Jesus their problems. I need to see, I'm blind. I'm leprous, I need to be cleansed. No, that was not what they did. When they located Jesus' abode, they brought a report against John. What did they say? John did no miracles. Meanwhile, in the allocation that John was given in terms of spiritual ability that will come out of the investment that he was ordained to carry, there was a dimension of the allocation that was called the spirit of Elijah that was responsible for the inspiration that he was supposed to walk in and the testimony that he was supposed to bear. There was an aspect of that allocation that was called the power of Elijah. So his witness was supposed to be by inspired directives, inspired utterances, and undeniable proofs of power. But at the end of the day, when the people brought a report to Jesus, they said, John did no miracles. And you are not aware that people are reporting you to Jesus now. That you are without miracles. You are without signs. You are operating short of the allocation that you received. People are reporting. The people did not go there to look for miracles. They went to report the last messenger that the kingdom of heaven sent. That this one has no ability to change anything. John did no miracle. That means there was a shortfall in the manifestation that came from the life of John vis-a-vis that which he was equipped to do. I need to ask us a question before I close my Bible this evening. I'm troubled. I'm bothered. You know, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, what did he say? Oh, you don't know Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Okay, so. It's all right. We'll just forget about it. Let's try again. What does it say? Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Now listen. I know the reason why you don't want to quote it. Jesus did not say you will receive speaking in tongues after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Because you stopped at speaking in tongues. You have not experienced power before. You are planning to be like John. To be in a position where you cannot produce the full potential of the investment that you received. He didn't say you receive speaking in tongues. Oh yeah, you are not with me. Okay. Well, the first challenge with John was that there was a shortfall in service delivery. I was supposed to take you to the book of Matthew chapter 11 and show you some cities that Jesus crossed. Jesus is not as gentle as you think. I wanted to show you those cities. Cities like Chorazin. Cities like Bethsaida. He crossed a city where two of his disciples came from. He crossed their village. If you are part of Jesus, you are not with me. Jesus said, if the miracles that were done in thee were done in Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have repented in sackcloth and ashes. So wait. It means that the situation, it was not that Sodom could not be saved. It is because the kingdom agent that was sent to Sodom had insufficient witness. He didn't have power. Lot had no power.
There are cities that we drown because you have no power.
Let me stop there. Oh, you are not with me. Oh, you are sad because I'm rebuking you. You see, I told you, the person rebuking you is not me. It's the Holy Ghost. I don't know you. I just showed up. Listen. Many more will drown because of insufficient witness. The believers in this territory do not understand that with insufficient witness, this territory cannot be taken. It will never be taken. Now, the average believer, he said, "Thou, O thou Capernaum, which I exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell." This is Jesus, your Savior, is the one talking. I know you have insulated yourself from scriptures that speak like this. Say, we don't understand it. Jesus is of love. He's of love. Unfortunately for me, I don't know how to be a politician. I say the way it is. He says, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works that were done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. So Sodom had a chance. The problem with Sodom was a messenger of the kingdom that went to proclaim the kingdom there. Have you given Boston a chance? In that, in your life, God is not obscured. His power, His glory comes through your vessel in a bright, brilliant form, so that even the intellectuals that understand physics, that know entropy in chemistry, that have drowned themselves with human knowledge, will see the brightness of His glory from your vessel, and they will know that this is more than atoms and electrons and neutrons. This is God. We've not given them a chance. We have ordered our lives in such a way that is consistent with the shortfalls of John the Baptist. And even as we speak, there are people that are reporting you to Jesus. You have no miracles. I'm going to stop here. I know you are not excited, but I don't want you to be. I want you to think on these words. Can we rise as we pray? The territory is crying out for men, for women that are tired of becoming, of being eyewitnesses. There is a type of witness that is spoken about in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It's not an eyewitness, a power witness. A power witness. The church in this land doesn't lack eyewitnesses. People that know theology, people that understand how to mix the scriptures. What we lack are people that can animate spiritual possibility by the instrumentality of power. We want to migrate from being spectators to becoming actors. We want to migrate from becoming bench warmers, church pew warmers, to becoming actors on the streets. People that have an allocation of the grace of God that can bring about a change. They can make someone that has never heard about Jesus to see the manifest glory of God that will compel them to submit. Can we take a moment and say, Lord, we know it's a time of Boston. We know it's a time of this city and the environs. And we are asking, Lord, that you make an allocation of your grace on my life. I want to be an instrument
that will facilitate the change that heaven is waiting for. I want to be an instrument that will facilitate the turnaround that has been ordained to come into the territory. So someone cry to him, cry to the Lord, cry to the Lord, cry to him. Oh Lord, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Ay kabose kabotole kamantali. Veto kombra babosato korea. Emina kanto. We are tired of being impotent in the territory. We are tired of lacking the ability to stir a change. A change, a revival in our land. Elobaya Toskamela, Brasco Fela Bocombati, Brasco Fala Bota, Brasco Centuria, Eco Mantalikos Kamabonde, Ebrabosa Kotale Batosa. I don't want to be guilty of insufficient witness. Yes, I don't want to manifest a shortfall. There is an expectation based on the investment that heaven has made. Lord, let me meet up with this expectation in the name of Jesus. Efola matala, ekabos ebran batatala, ekabansesi, braketole makadia, brakemansando, brakemakola. We know it is time. We know it is time. Your spirit has been ready. Your spirit has been ready for a long time. But we have not been ready. Today, Lord, we offer ourselves. We offer ourselves to you in the name of Jesus. Escapeta conde babote, Africa panta baboria, Esimantali, Esima cababo de Gansele, Esima brasketo bababadia, Abranda cora babasate, Abranda babonde, Abranda calabosa bicabande, Abenakia sonda, Abrale cosabo boria, Abranta yacose cabamota, Abranda yekeke, Rakabo. Rakamasanda Baboria, Rakamabote Kaskevi, Rakamasata Babori Bakadia. Hey, Saborako, Sabo Seta Mantani, Sabo Makaya, Sabo Makoria, Sabo Mantaliko, Escobre Kababo Santo, Escobra Mamasik, Ella Banto, Ella Kasaita Combre, Ayakora Basoke, Ayakalebo Santo, Ayababelaite, Ayasomenanta, Ayasanda Boria, Ekabababa, Eka Sadebaya, Ikababa Boseta Minatalia, Robe Maite. Yaboba Sika Mateli, Escobre Babon Tamataya, Rae Sose, that your spirit, that your grace will break out on your people, that a new hunger will be born from your spirit in the name of Jesus. Beritose, Anto Cobre Babosa, Anto Sabakanda, Yabababababaya, Prescota Cante Curia, Ebrote Gaminaso, Amantos Ebabia, Amantos Sika Balaboboria. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Ayabo Sabakanta Babodakaya, Elakanda Babodeka Sabakanda, Elakala Babode Basika, Elabantele, Ayabo Samenakadia, Ebra Baba Sote, Ebra Baba Laita, Ebra Kosketa Bante, Ame Korea, Ame Salabo, Ame Kandebo, Ame Minabo, Ame Sike, Ame Kaita, Ame Kunda, Ame Kunda, Ame Kunda, Yaseta. Yakabomo Santo, Yakamalabose Cabrata Babalia. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There is a lady in this congregation. There is a lady. And in recent times, there's been a mighty stirring of God on your spirit, especially when you pray alone at night. I see that the Lord has committed into your hands an intercessory ministry and the anointing for you to begin to fly in that dimension. That anointing, it will rest upon you so mightily. So mightily, grace will be given unto you so that you can tarry before the presence of God. A flame from heaven. The Holy Ghost has been waiting for you for a long time. He has been waiting for a long time. Yes, he's responsible for the stirrings that you've been having in recent times. He wants to catch you up into the heavens and cause you to see great and mighty things of which you know nothing of. Grace is given to you. Grace is released to you. Can we pray and say, Lord, take us higher. Take us higher. Take us higher. Make that your prayer right now. Oh my God. Oh my God. Zia lo keto kombre. Zia mama menakila brosketa branda baboria. Zia mokoria bahara kaseka presko be manikai. Eskobela. Eskabayakos keto bani kalabose. Kala maseli kaita. Kiso konde babote. Kila bontami. Kila kaita. Kose magala, aprekoria baba mita kesko, aseliko kanteli, ayakode masala, ayamansa bokoria, eko semina kedia, eko brante kude masata, teko saya! Yeso kela bonde kesketa baba boba bosa, raita konde boko rama sika, eko santoria brama kanta babode kase, teko saya! Meka itoba, meka santo, meka lesko pre, rico santo minakadia, evoleto sketo brante kuskabe, ela itoma sando, ela isaba koria, ela iseke, ela ikamamonda, amba rata baboria, amba sumenande, amba yakuri mama. Oh Jesus, avela ki, avela mantania, avela koria. Baba, thank you, Lord. Elo minaita, abose, abamina kote, abrasata babote kaskeria, esabina kedia, abavote kaya, abreskote mansali, abreskote kelabolia, abrisko fala babaya. In the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. I see three strands of light. Three strands of light. These three strands of light indicates three people in this congregation that have the calling to be a prophet. You may not have heard God before. You may not have seen a sign in the spirit. There are three such individuals here. And God wants to start this night to separate you into that calling, into that discipline, into that anointing. Three such individuals. Now, the anointing will come upon these individuals in this place. It will be quite intense. Your spirit will be opened up. From this night, you'll begin to see and hear by the Spirit of God. You'll begin to see and hear. Father, in the name of Jesus, those ones in this congregation that you have called to function in the prophetic ministry, I ask, O God, that you stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand from my left hand side to my right hand side to the back of the auditorium. Anywhere those individuals are, I ask that you anoint them. 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 Holy Ghost.
Ushers, when you find them, bring them, bring them. When you find them, bring them. Because their spirit will be open. 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 So that you can hear, so that you can see by the Holy Spirit. When you find them, ushers, bring them to the front. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your anointing fall on these ones. Fall on those three individuals. Fall on them, fall on them, fall on them, Lord. Esaike, Esaka Bote Kadila, Esaka Duni Makadia. Yes, yes. That your eyes will see, your heart will understand. Aiko Belamina Siko Presko Famina Kata. Lord, I call upon your flames. I call upon your fire. I call upon your fire. That third individual, that third person, that third person. I ask, oh God, that your hands will come upon that one. Bring heaven. Now do me a favor, just lift your right hand. I'm looking for the third person. The Lord has spoken clearly about it. Because the fountain will be open. The fountain. Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Let your hand descend upon those individuals in the name of Jesus. Kefila ito amina lurako seke kababodo preskote mai kapo sateli lepo sababoria ikabababoseta. Ika seli bakaria, ika mantalia, ika soba, ika preskaye, vole ma tora kabo. Now bring that lady for me. Bring that lady. Bring that one. Bring the other one with a green.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Have turned the hearts of the children to the fathers and the fathers to the children.
Hallelujah.
We want to pray finally. Finally.
Oh my God.
Increase my measure, increase my capacity. increase my measure. My measure may not be sufficient, but you can increase it. My measure may not be sufficient, but you can multiply. Increase my measure. Increase it. Kai debose manita. Resco fela baita kobe masonte. Resco falato. Ento presi kamena ila. Yeto se kabanto bialakis. Yeko saminaito kobre sababoria. Aleluya. Aleluya. Congregation, anyone in this congregation, and you have a hearing problem, and this hearing problem is on one ear. What I'm saying is that you hear better through one ear than you hear through the other ear. Anybody in that condition? Now, just follow my instructions. We have one, two. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take this finger, put it in the ear that cannot hear, and block it completely. If it's this way, take this finger, put it in the ear that cannot hear, block it completely, completely, completely.
Hallelujah. Praise the
Lord. Oh,
hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind every deafening spirit. Deafening spirit, be bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. We'll break that yoke. We'll break that yoke completely. We'll break that yoke completely in the name of Jesus. Now I say to that ear, 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 in the name of Jesus. Take your hands out, then take the finger again, put it on the ear that can hear, and block it now. Block the ear that can hear. If you are close to them, please help us test. If you are close to any of these people, we have one lady there. You close to her. Test that ear. Test. Test. If you are close to anyone blocking the ears, please help test. Help test. Block the ear that can hear. Let them test. Let them test. If you notice that you can hear, wave to me.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, can I touch that lady? Lady, come.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
So if you can hear, come to the front. If you cannot hear, I'll come to you. I'll come to you and pray with you before I escape.
Hallelujah.
Now, do we have a microphone, please? This is 19 minutes, and Pastor Sam gave us 30 minutes. Okay, it's 20 now, so we have 10 minutes. Any microphone in the house? Any other microphone, please? Let's hear what she has to say. If you can hear, join her.
Yes.
Sister, go on.
Praise the Lord. I came in here and I've been having issues with my ear, especially my right ear that has had minimal hearing. And now that we have prayed, I can hear clearly. It's like I could not hear one side of the room. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Come.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Amen. Can we give Jesus a big hand? Our Father in the Lord is here.
I was told by the doctor that I lost 50% of hearing on my right ear. So tonight I was having a really hard time hearing you, dear sermon.
Oh.
Yeah. I wish you bring the microphone closer to you. But I did hear you so much on my left ear. But when you said that, I went to a brother. Is he saying that somebody here has better hearing in my ear? I said, yeah, that's me. So, and my friend, the Bishop Wayaki here, who's in the medical, he came and he did what you said, because I didn't hear what you said, because I had this one blocked. I didn't know if you wanted to block the right one or the left one, so I blocked them both. Anyway, so he... But he came and he did this, and I do believe and receive that it's way much better.
It's way much better, can we?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Okay, so we have the security guard. Please step up. Equip him with the microphone. Let's hear his voice. What happened to you?
Praise God. I have a problem. I'm having a car accident and I got a hit in my left ear.
Please put the mic close to your mouth, please.
I've been in a car accident and I have a problem to hear in my left ear. So the Lord just made it.
You can hear. Somebody needs to say to Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord, and hallelujah, hallelujah,
Now you see, I just saw something, but it's 24 minutes, and I'm not sure I can do that. I don't want to break the trust that Pastor Sam and Pastor Frank has given unto me. Sister, I will touch you. I will not pray for you. I'll just touch you. Then you go home and sleep. And then God will begin to deal with you at home. Your ears, He will begin to deal with your ears at home. Lord, continue from this point in the name of Jesus. So see you at the venue tomorrow in Jesus' name.